Welcome to Equity in Action, Change Matrix's latest podcast series. I'm Elizabeth Waitzig, a founding partner at Change Matrix and one of the many co-hosts that will be accompanying you through this series. Both myself and my colleagues are eager to take an in-depth look at how our guests have not only committed to equity, but are taking meaningful action to move toward achieving it. I want to introduce you to my wonderful partners.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Espiritu.
Hello, my name is Suganya Sakalinga.
So a little bit about Change Matrix. Before Suganya, Rochelle, and I formed the company in 2008, we all worked together at Georgetown University in the field of cultural competence in order to address inequities and support efforts to get us closer to equity. Suganya even worked before that in a couple of states as the director of multicultural health. And Rochelle and I focused at Georgetown on integrating cultural and linguistic competence into our state mental health policy work. So in 2008, when we came together to form Change Matrix, we knew each other's dedication to equity and immediately focused on cultural competence strategies as a way to eliminate disparities and promote equity in services. It was a core part of what we do. So I want to bring us back to 2008. And I'm wondering, you know, how did this value, we all came with the same conclusion that equity and cultural competence, eliminating disparities, had to be core to our work. So, Rochelle, what was that like for you? What were you bringing in with you then?
Well, what I was bringing in at that point was a recognition that every voice and every life matters. And I had had, like many, experiences in both my personal and professional life where that was not the case. And so coming into Change Matrix, I wanted to make sure that we were part of an effort where we would choose to be different and do things differently in service of equity and justice.
Yeah, I can see that in all of your work.
Thanks.
And Suganya, how about you?
Well, equity has always been my North Star since I was 13. And experienced civil war, becoming a second-class citizen overnight. So when we started Change Matrix, my personal vision was that we would work together to ensure that individuals, organizations, systems provide services and supports to our communities with a universal vision for serving everyone equitably.
You both come to this with lived experience of oppression, of discrimination. I have to say that I did not. But I did come to this work with a fundamental understanding that the world is not fair. The world did not work in the same way that it did for me, for everybody else. And so part of my hope is that at Change Matrix, we could change that conversation and do things differently so people got what they need in their communities, and they got them in a way that they chose them, that worked for them. So I really was excited that this was going to be a thread in our work. And, you know, when I think about us 13 years later, I'm thinking about the moment that we're in right now. We are in a moment. And I just want us to think a little bit about what we've done over the last 13 years from your perspective that has led to equity. Suganya, what are you most proud of?
Well, just very recently, our team, which is now 16 of us, reviewed all our projects. And we noted that with every project, we had an equity focus. And we are going to continuously find more ways to strengthen that focus and address equitable services for all.
Yeah, that was a big job. Rochelle, what about you? What are you most proud of over the last 13 years?
Well, along those lines, I think that what's been really nice is that we've done the work to define equity as a value for ourselves and in the work that we choose to do. And that we see equity not just as an outcome that we're hoping to achieve in partnership with many communities, but also the process of the work needs to be equitable in the way that we engage people and in the way that we do the work in partnership.
I love that you said process, because one of the things we've tried to do at Change Matrix is to make sure our internal processes are equitable. We have people working in our company now from 6 decades of life and 4 time zones. Some people are born in the U.S., some people weren't. Several races and ethnicities that are representative. And we want to make sure that the way that we operate as a company is also equitable. And I'm excited about our growth in that direction. So turning to the external again, You know, we are, again, in this moment of conversation in our country, and there's a spotlight on equity. And Saganya, I guess I'm wondering, from your perspective, where do you think we need to go? What do we most need to do to achieve equity right now?
Actually, one of the projects I'm working on currently embodies what I think is really critical. The more we discuss issues relating to inequities and disparities and find ways to become a more equitable society, the more we need to bring to light the root causes that we need to work on to transform our systems. That's the work I'd like to continue to do.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Rochelle, what about you? What's the work you want to continue to do?
Building on those bold conversations, I'd really like to see Change Matrix be the, in some ways, disruptors and bold partners in the systems work that we need to do to really dismantle the systemic racism that we have in our society.
Yeah. And to dismantle that systemic racism, there has to be a collective effort to do that. And so one of the things that I'm hoping for is a very inclusive approach that leads to a sustainable outcome. So we have work to do, ladies. We're really excited. Change Matrix is on the move. We hope you will listen to our Equity and Action podcast. And we are so excited to bring all of you listeners along on our journey to equity through this podcast series.
Thank you.
Thank you.